The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton became combative and occasionally personal last night, but also tackled issues facing the country. Here are the candidates on the tension between police and minority groups.
Everyone should be respected by the law, and everyone should respect the law. Right now, that's not the case in a lot of our neighborhoods.
Secretary Clinton doesn't want to use a couple of words, and that's law and order. And we need law and order. If we don't have it, we're not going to have a country.
With us this morning to assess the impact of the first debate are our regular political analyst, Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
We have our first overnight rating on the debate. CNN reports this morning in a poll of over 500 voters, Hillary Clinton won the debate 62-27% over Donald Trump. Again, the first numbers. Instead of asking you gentlemen who won and who lost, let me ask it in a more relevant way if I can. And which candidate did a better job of solidifying the backing of soft supporters and convincing the shrinking pool of undecided voters to move their way? Todd, take it first.
Well, both kept their base support, but you're right. The undecideds, that's what it's all about. Hillary Clinton did more to appeal to undecideds because she came across as more presidential in both temperament and knowledge. Donald Trump came across as unprepared and at times rude. He was back to the old Republican primary Trump, prone to ranting. He needed his teleprompter.
Dan Payne.
Well, CNN did a focus group of 20 undecided voters in Central Florida. This is a crucial state for both candidates. Of the 20 people in that group, Hillary Clinton won 18 of them. Only two thought Trump did better. And then, as you say, a poll of 520 Americans gave the debate by 2-1 to Hillary Clinton.
Assess Donald Trump's performance last night. Best moment and worst moment for Trump, Todd Domke.
Well, his best moment was probably when he was talking about trade at the beginning of the debate. He knocked Clinton for flip-flopping on the Pacific trade deal. He sounded more coherent in that early part, and after that, he went downhill. His worst moment was not taking responsibility for having promoted the racist lie of birtherism for 5 years after President Obama produced his birth certificate. And a low point politically was his saying that not paying taxes in earlier years was smart, and seeming to admit that maybe he's not paid any taxes in recent years either. Since he won't release his tax returns, that will be a harmful statement for him going forward.
Dan Payne, best moment, worst moment for Hillary Clinton?
Well, her best moment was when she explained why Donald Trump would not release his taxes. She gave all the reasons why people suspect that he doesn't have as much money as he says, that he doesn't give money to charity, that he's got investments overseas, and that he hasn't really paid taxes.
A new study by Pew shows a growing number of Americans think the nation is going in the wrong direction. Which candidate did a better job speaking to voters who want change? Dan, take this first.
Well, experience is a two-sided coin. Trump argued that Hillary Clinton had been in office for many years and many problems have gotten worse. He returned to her experience on jobs and trade deals. That was his best argument until he went too far and tried to blame her for the rise of ISIS. His call for stop and frisk as a national policing policy will not sit well with African Americans and Hispanics. They're the ones who get stopped and frisked many times more than white people.
Well, on the change question, Trump was Trump, and his candidacy would upend the status quo. Many people do see him as a real threat to the establishment. But Clinton made the case for policy changes to improve life for the middle class, small business, college students. And after the debate, as we saw, the focus groups of undecided did vote that Hillary Clinton was more persuasive.
Real question for many voters based on how they tackled the issues last night was, was either candidate more presidential? Todd, where do you fall on that?
Well, I think the split-screen view of both candidates at the same time showed Trump making all kinds of faces. Clinton, by contrast, seemed very calm, confident, in command. And despite Trump claiming she lacked stamina, he was the one who kept drinking water, wiping perspiration from his face, and looking defensive.
Well, Hillary Clinton was poised and confident. She smiled often. I don't think Donald Trump smiled once in 98 minutes. She looked like a leader. And Trump's body language, as Todd said, was awful. He smirked, he frowned, he interrupted her, something that women hate. I don't think not doing debate prep was a great idea for Donald Trump. He looked like he wasn't really prepared for the format.
All right, last question, a quick answer to this. If you're Trump or Clinton, how do you make up ground in the campaign and the debates to come, Dan?
Well, Donald Trump's going to have to do debate prep. He's going to have to do mock debates. It was clear that he didn't understand the format and he didn't understand how to play the time. If he looks at tape of the debate, he'll see how poorly he did.
And the vice presidential debate is next. But Mike Pence, Trump's running mate, is not as bright or articulate as Tim Kaine. So that won't help Trump. And I think Clinton probably would produce some TV spots using footage from the debate to project the idea that she won, that she was more presidential.
All right, Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, thank you.
My pleasure.